SBS live streams and podcasts are supported by advertising.
SBS is Australia's most trusted multilingual broadcaster. Our listeners are loyal, highly engaged, and have supported countless local businesses. We offer advertising packages for businesses of all sizes. Our experienced sales team will guide you through the process of owning a great campaign. Bring your own ad or have our production team make you something in one of our 68 languages. Start the conversation with your new audience today. Email sales@sbs.com.au.
In this bulletin, six policemen and an Orthodox priest killed by gunmen in southern Russia. A search underway for teenagers who triggered the lockdown of an Adelaide shopping centre. And in cricket, more weight placed on the match against India to keep Australia's T20 World Cup title hopes alive. With the latest from the SBS newsroom, I'm Ruth McHugh Dillon. Russian authorities say six policemen and an Orthodox priest are dead after gunmen opened fire at a synagogue, a church, and a police checkpoint in Russia's southernmost region of Dagestan. The Interior Ministry for the North Caucasus region said at least two of the attackers have also been killed. At least 12 police officers were wounded in the shootings. Local media reports that street fights were gripping Makhachkala, the main town of the majority Muslim region that borders Chechnya. Russia's investigative committee says the hunt for remaining gunmen is ongoing. Police in South Australia are searching for three male teenagers who started a fight in the food court of a shopping centre that sent it into lockdown. The incident happened at 3 p.m. on Sunday, with police alleging the youths began fighting in the food court of the Westfield Marion shopping centre in Oaklands Park. Some of the individuals were reported to have weapons, which police said were expandable batons and possibly knives. Assistant Commissioner Scott Duval says an investigation is underway to find the three male teenagers who managed to get away.
The incident really involved three boys approaching another group of boys. We're not clear on the intention of that at this stage, but I stress that it does not appear to be a random attack, and it does not appear that the three boys were intending on targeting anyone else in the centre. So I encourage these boys to hand themselves into police. Perhaps they didn't intend for this to occur, but they need to understand the consequences of their actions.
Australian supermarket giants, including Woolworths and Coles, face billion-dollar fines under a stronger grocery code. The code will now be made mandatory for all supermarkets with an annual Australian revenue of greater than $5 billion. Penalties for more harmful breaches include a $10 million fine or 10% of the company's annual turnover. Treasurer Jim Chalmers says all the recommendations from the review of the Food and Grocery Code of Conduct will be implemented as part of a wider cost of living crackdown. Opposition leader Peter Dutton has responded to criticism from former Labor Prime Minister Paul Keating on the Coalition's nuclear energy plan. The Smart Energy Council says the Coalition's pledge to build seven nuclear reactors could cost taxpayers as much as $600 billion while supplying just 3.7% of Australia's energy mix by 2050. In a statement, Mr. Keating says the Coalition's plan threatens to derail efforts to build a reliable and dependable framework for investment in renewables. Mr. Dutton has responded by calling Mr. Keating's criticism a petulant outburst that undermines the national interest. He has defended the nuclear energy plan, saying detailed costings would be released very soon. But John Grimes, the CEO of Smart Energy Council, says nuclear energy is a costly distraction.
What we need to employ is a wartime response to the transition of the energy system, to work collaboratively with industry, to unlock the vast amounts of resources and investment that are standing by to help the transition, so we don't have a minute to lose. What Peter Dutton does by putting a stick into the spokes of progress is actually makes that much, much more difficult. And that's why what he's proposing is so dangerous, and is so costly.
And to cricket, Australia still has a path towards a T20 World Cup title, but it won't be easy after losing for the first time ever to Afghanistan. The loss means the Aussies may rely on net run rate to make the tournament's final four, even if they are able to beat India in their last Super 8 game on Tuesday. Australian former cricketer Brad Haddin told the Willow Talk Cricket podcast, the loss is a huge setback for Australia.
There were good moments in the game where they did have some create some opportunities with the run outs. They just missed the stumps a couple of times, but it was more about the pressure that Afghanistan put on the Australians. So they're going to have to fix that up going into the next game against India. But yeah, it was just a sloppy outing from the Aussies.
I'm Ruth McHugh Dillon, and that's the latest SBS News.
Why do people want to be at work? To feel heard, appreciated, part of something, and to know there's a career path for everyone. Inclusive workplaces are linked to increased innovation, productivity, and employee satisfaction. Make your organisation a place where people want to be. For inclusion and diversity training, visit inclusion-program.com.au.